Garfield County Commissioners recently approved a resolution that makes the county a Second Amendment preservation county. This comes as a response to HB 1177, the Extreme Risk Protection Order Bill, sponsored by Front Range Democrats. The measure would allow a family or household member or law enforcement to petition the court to temporarily remove someone's firearms for up to a year. The bill basically states that the petitioner must prove with clear and convincing evidence that the person poses a significant risk to self or others by possessing, purchasing, or receiving a firearm. If so, then the judge can remove firearms and prohibit the person from purchasing, controlling, receiving, or possessing firearms for a year. According to a press release from State House Democrats, supporters call it life-saving, but Garfield County commissioners disagree with the bill. Commissioner Mike Sampson says it's both a First and Second Amendment issue.
Today they come to take away the guns of my neighbor. When will they come to take away my guns?
Absolutely.
And we all feel that way, and we sense that. We sense, all of us in this room, I believe, sense the urgency of us protecting our freedoms, because we see a movement in our nation, we see a movement in our state to take away our freedoms.
The county resolution stops short of a gun sanctuary decree, nor is it a new law. Commissioner Tom Jankowski clarified its purpose.
And so when we pass a resolution here, the authority it has is as a recommendation, but really it doesn't have, it doesn't become a law.
Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valario was one of three citizens who spoke in favor of the resolution. He said there are already laws in place that cover what's in the bill. He added that it's about federal and state interference in Second Amendment rights.
What drives that so much is obviously there's a lot of emotion evolving around that. You always hear when a crime is committed with a gun, it's referred to as gun violence. Do you ever hear of the thousands of people that are injured and killed with the use of sharp objects such as knives as knife violence, or if somebody is intentionally killed in a vehicle, car violence? No, you refer to the person that did that, not the instrument, the vehicle, the personal property that did that. And all these things occur in our society. People are injured and killed with a variety of things every year, but for some reason we have this manufactured campaign about it's the gun and not the individuals that are responsible.
Ed Wilkes, owner of the Tradesman Gun Store and Advanced Combat Training in Rifle, told commissioners that taking away firearms leads to genocide.
From Guatemala to China, from Russia to Germany, and that disarming happens little by little. With the Jews in 1930s Germany, it happened little by little. First, if you were 25% Jewish or more, you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that, you couldn't vote, you couldn't own a firearm, you couldn't hold public office, until eventually you were loaded up on a cattle train and taken out and butchered. We understand that every time there has been some type of major tragedy in the United States, it is because one political group disarmed a populace and then exterminated them, from American Indians to religious followers of certain groups to slavery.
Wilkes added that government should not disarm citizens for any reason.
When the government gets to set the standard on why a person might be disarmed, the standard is unreasonable, unlawful, and immoral. People that say, I think you should have to take a test to get a concealed handgun permit, wrong. It's a freedom and a liberty. It is given to us by God, protected by the Second Amendment. You guys are our last defense on this.
After passing the resolution, commissioners agreed that if a lawsuit comes up to challenge the red flag bill, they will want to be a part of it. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.